Messiah, so pray without ceasing. This is the way we write it. If you open the Bible to the King James Version, it gives us this spelling. Want heel vaak denken we dat season is gewoon echt seizoen is. Maar season, this is the spelling. So when we ask season, is, en dan hebben we het over onophoudelijk. Onophoudelijk bidden. Praying without ceasing. Dat in het Nederlands zouden we zeggen onophoudelijk bidden. Dus dat we altijd moeten bidden. Amen. En vandaag wil ik het kort hebben over gebed. En het zal een beetje open worden. Want ik ga een vraag stellen. En dan wil ik dat mensen erop reageren. En dan ga ik daarop verder in. Gebed is een hele grote onderwerp. It's a very big topic. So we might not discuss all about prayer. But it's my prayer that if we start today, that if God permits, we will continue. Amen. And if you also can say, I have said there is power in prayer. Amen. So that means today also I want some testimonies, because prayer can really do something in the lives of people. And sometimes when prayer does something in our life, we don't want to share. We will be delen. We houden het geheim. Maar wanneer de Heere God iets voor jou doet, het onmogelijke mogelijk maakt, we need to tell so that people will also see that we have a God. Amen.
Amen.
We gaan naar de Amen. Oké, de eerste vraag. Ik wil dat via de ding doen. De eerste vraag, het is een vraag die we heel vaak altijd stellen. Dus ik verwacht dat we daar snel antwoord op krijgen. Misschien ziet het helemaal voor. What is prayer? We hebben het zo vaak besproken en er zijn zoveel definities gegeven. Maar what is prayer? Als ze zeggen prayer, we gaan bidden. Wat versta je onder gebed? Wat is gebed? Please, who knows what prayer is? Amos, can I help you?
What she said,
communicating between man and God. Amen.
Amen.
Dickness, I need a thing, please. Zoals we al hebben gezegd, zoals jullie hebben gezegd, it is communicating a communication between man and God. And what is important in this one is what communication tussen haakjes gezet. Maar what I said is talking to our Heavenly Father. And what makes it communicating with God is that we will also, when we are talking to God, we will also listen to Him. And that He will talk back to us. Amen.
Amen.
So it means that if we pray, it doesn't mean that we always pray. But we do not get an answer from God. Amen.
Amen.
So when we pray, it's like it's net als mensen. Als ik nu naar Elder Boom ga, Elder Boom zegt even niets. Hallo Elder. Gaat alles goed met u? Hello. Hello, Elder. Hoi. Oké, die kan ik niet meer. Kijk, ik praat tegen hem. Maar hij praat niet terug tegen mij. Dus wat maakt communicatie communicatie? Wanneer wij interactie hebben met elkaar. When we have interaction. So it means that when we pray unto God. We communicate and we talk with him. That when we do that, he also talks back to us. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Volgende sheet. Why do we need to pray? Why do we need to pray? Why do we need to pray?
Om de Heer te bedanken voor iets, om iets te vragen. To ask him for a favor, or yeah, if you need something, you can ask God. Ik denk dat gebed niet alleen vragen naar God is, maar ook danken. Gebed is, iemand zei het heel mooi, gebed is de ademhaling van een christen. So basically, it's part of being a Christian. When you love your mom, you talk to your mom and she talks back. So when you love God, you talk to God and God talks back. You thank him for everything. Je betrekt hem in alles wat je doet. Het is gewoon iets wat bij je hoort als christen zijn. Dat is mijn antwoord.
Amen. Amen. Nu nog van deze kan meneer Sam. Oh. You don't know. Je hebt net heel veel dingen gehoord. Please stand up and give us some.
Maar dan is alles al verteld.
Maakt niet uit. Of alles verteld is. Het gaat niet om dat alles verteld is. Het gaat erom van, the question is, why do we need to pray? Ongeacht het verteld is of niet.
Niet spreken van geld communiceert met vader God. En als je wat nodig hebt, kan je bij hem zeggen, dan zal je vast een antwoord krijgen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Halleluja. To have the union between you and God shouldn't be broken. And that's why it's when you continue on prayer now season. Let's say you have a friend that you don't talk to. You said a person is your friend, but there is no communication between you two. Then there is no union, there is no bond between you. So in some way, if you pray with God, there is a continual union between you and God.
Amen.
Amen.
Is iemand nog iets toe te voegen?
Ja, ik, waarom het ook nodig is om te bidden. Ik denk dat het meestal aan jullie al antwoord gegeven. Maar prayer is ook niet alleen communiceren met God. Maar Bijbel is also make it clear that prayer is also our weapon that we use to fight with it. So as a Christian, we need to pray so that whatever that the enemy has also planned against us will be destroyed as well. Hallelujah. Yeah, so prayer is also a weapon of a Christian.
Amen. Er zijn heel veel dingen genoemd. En ik heb ook heel veel dingen die genoemd zijn die ook hierin staan. Kunnen jullie lezen? Heel veel dingen, ik heb bepaalde dingen genoemd. Er zijn natuurlijk heel veel dingen wat het gebed kan doen. Volgens mij heeft Albert het tweede punt genoemd. It is our weapon. Prayer is our weapon to overcome. Is to present our request to God. Het zijn, al deze dingen zijn genoemd, volgens mij. And the Bible also tells us to pray. given the theme of this program is pray without ceasing. The Bible says that we should pray without ceasing. If we open the 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, then we will see, I think our sister Lisa just read about that. Amen. Next slide, please. How should we pray? Today is just that we will know the basics. No, some people know what prayer is. Some people don't know. But we are here to equip ourselves. And prayer is also an important thing. So how should we pray? For example, now you are a believer. And someone that doesn't believe in Christ comes to you and tells, okay, you are a Christian. He said we should pray. How should I pray? Want de wereld waar we in zijn gekomen is altijd, I don't know how to say, discussies. Because people want to, wil je uitdagen. So what will they do? They will ask you certain questions. But when someone asks you, how should I pray? What will you tell the person? Meneer Lodewijk. If someone asks you, how should I pray? So is the question, how should you pray? If someone asks you something. How should we pray?
Wanneer wil je bidden? Zoals wij allemaal doen, of meestal gaan de mensen op hun knieën, ogen dicht, en dan bidden ze tot God.
Niet dat je de meeste, oké, I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Christian. And I come to you, hey Lodewijk, ja, ik wil tot het christendom bekeren. Maar, ik hoor dat we moeten bidden. Hoe moet ik bidden? What will you tell the person?
I think first, wat jij allemaal hebt opgeschreven, dat ik van eerst uitleg.
Oké, wat kan je? Hoeft niet alles te zeggen, maar just mention two or one thing, you know?
Ja, vooral your relationship with God moet correct zijn. Je moet, ja, je moet zo ook kunnen leren dat God de enige is die jou kan geven, als je het doet. En die niet helpt. Dat soort dingen moet je diegene aanleren voordat je ook meer moeder bent.
Amen. Heeft iemand iets te zeggen of toe te voegen?
Ja. Oh, zeg maar.
Amen. One time a pastor was making a teaching about prayer. So I still remember something. I want to share a little bit about it. He said, God, Jesus taught his people how to pray because they asked him to teach them how to pray. And it started with our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come. That is what Jesus told his disciples. So before you start praying, we have learned that it's just a communication. You talk to God. But you have to know whom you are talking to. So our Father in heaven. So you know who God is, the creator of heaven and earth. In all that, you should also have faith. Because the Bible also tells us if you pray without faith, you don't get anything because you don't have faith. So you know by knowing God, you have faith. And then you can also ask what you want. And then it will come. So that is also a little bit part of how you should pray. You call your Father in heaven. Those who have the small gods, they go to them because they believe in them. They bow down and they say all kinds of things that they want to say. We also know our God in heaven, that he's mighty, he's great. He can give you what you ask. So by adoring him and having faith in him, and also be part of how you pray to God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, and I want to add to what our brother Cynthia said. Actually, you know, prayer is also something that, yeah, it could be teached, but now that God is in us, and yeah, it is something that has to come automatically out of you. Praying can also be, your tongue can be directed by the Holy Ghost how to pray. You see, we are now sitting down, and when I give the mic to, let's say, for example, our sister Gifty, to pray, I haven't taught her what to pray, but when she holds the mic, she knows what to say. You know what I mean? So, actually, prayer is not something that you should first think of what you're going to say and what. No, you just hold the mic, and God Himself will direct your tongue to pray. But it is on you to make attempt to do it. So, the moment that you stand up, oh, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, we thank you for this. It just starts flowing. Your tongue started to be directed by the Holy Ghost. It is not written somewhere that you have to read, or it is not in your head that you have, you know, that you have to pray like this or not. It is being directed by the Holy Ghost as well. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Some things that I put here is according to God's will. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, in the spirit, and in faith. And I think our deaconess, Cynthia, said about the faith. Amen. So, as our elder Albert also said, it's not about that you will think what you will say. Amen. And indeed, when the Spirit of God comes on you, you will even not know what you are saying. Amen.
Right now, you are talking about someone who is a Christian or someone who knows Christ already. But I thought your question was, if someone doesn't know Christ, how does the person pray? If they know Christ, you know what to say. There is no God who is going to direct you because you don't know Him. So how is someone who doesn't know Christ should pray?
No, you see, if someone don't know Christ, for example, and I know Christ, and I have to teach that person how to pray, as the Bible said that the disciple asked Jesus how to pray. So before someone can come and know Christ, as a believer, I have to direct him into prayer. So what I say, this person will say it after me. It is also Lord's Prayer, accepting Jesus in his life. And when that person himself comes to believe, he will know that I've now come to believe Jesus Christ. So when I'm praying, I have to thank the one who has now become my Father. So you as a believer, direct that person into prayer. And after that, the person, the Holy Spirit himself will come, and he himself will direct the person to that Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is your question answered? And also in the...
I just hear somebody say here about if God is the one who forgives, I think it was
Lord.
Yes, and I think Jesus started with how to pray is with our Father. That's the first thing that is very important to know, is that you have a Father and He is real and He can really listen. You can also really answer. So this is something that you do with faith. So without faith you cannot pray. So God has given you something inside that tells you that God is real. So let's say you are a criminal and somebody says to you, you can now ask for forgiveness because the judge is on the other side of the door. You can now say, but you cannot see him, but he is there. So if you shout hard, he will hear you, and maybe he will have mercy on you, and we judge not a big judgment on you. Yeah? Because you believe that he is there, you start shouting. This is something that you really need to know, is that God is real. He's really your Father, and he can really listen to you. And if you know that, and you know that he is the one who forgives your sin, who can do everything in your life, you will start speaking with him. just say, yeah, onze vader name, or je gelooft eigenlijk niet dat je een vader hebt, then it is loose, it's in the air, it's nothing. But if you believe that you have a father, then something will start. Amen.
Amen. Eigenlijk was de vraag, when should you pray? But het staat, when should we pray? Amen.
Amen.
Dat was de vraag. Dat is de vraag. When should we pray?
Elke dag.
Elke dag?
Oké.
Okay.
Without season.
Oké. Okay.
Amen.
It's correct. It's correct what you were saying. Maar ik zag dat de vraag eigenlijk een beetje was veranderd. Maar die vraag zou ook komen. Amen.
Amen.
Want eigenlijk is die vraag, where should you pray? That was the question. And the second question is when? Amen. And that is when where should you pray? That was the question, not when. Where should you pray? Meneer Ezekiel.
Sorry.
Okay, maar maakt niet uit. Hij kan nog iets zeggen. Misschien heeft hij toevoegen.
Anywhere. In your heart.
Amen. Ja, kijk, het staat hier, maar soms. Misschien kan iemand ook een andere toevoeging hebben. Waar je moet bidden. Amen. Ik denk last time. I don't know if it was Elder of someone. Also, we talked about this a bit. And the question that came is, was I? Yeah, the question was, can you also pray, for example, what should we say then?
Yes,
that was a vraag die een keer gesteld werd. Can we do that? Or is it respectful to pray? Is it respectful to pray to God if you are in the toilet? That was, I think, last time the question. And
pray anywhere, anytime.
You can pray everywhere. It is, I don't know how to say it. It's like, it is not about the place where you are, but it's about the mind and the heart that you are praying. It's about that. Please, can you avoid me? Amen. Amen. So the focus needs to be on God. And yeah, any places, no matter when or where you are. Amen. Okay, when should we pray? We hebben dat eigenlijk al gesproken. And that's on daily. Always. I want us to open the Bible to Luke 18. And there Jesus told his disciples a parable. I want to read that. Lucas 18, verse 1. I read. Is that all about? if we are there, let's say amen.
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 We are sure. Okay, I read. Luke 18. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps me bothering, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually come and attack me. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Amen. And after this, he was also talking about the parable about the Pharisee and the tax collector. He said, to some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on every else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you. I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. That is the prayer of the first one. The second one, but the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Amen.
Amen.
We have just read the passage that I have read. There were two prayers. The one of the Pharisee and one of the tax collector. Which one do you think that God will accept? Hebben we het allemaal gelezen?
Ja.
Oh, Minty, yes, Lee. Hebben we het allemaal gelezen?
Yes.
So, which one? En eigenlijk, ik wil dat iemand mij het antwoord geeft, en eigenlijk staat het antwoord ook als we het verder lezen. So I want someone to read the 14, Luke 18, 14. Mevrouw Prisselman, kan ons helpen? Oh, oké. Okay. Luke 14, 18. Mevrouw Pes, Luke, oh ja.
Was right with God, but the Pharisees was not. All who make themselves great will be made humble, but all who make themselves humble will be made great.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, dear brethren and sisters in Christ, what I want to tell you is this is the parable that Jesus told his disciples. And it is parable, he explained two kind of prayers. And now as we see these two prayers, I want you to ask yourself, how do you pray? And will you pray? You can pray, I give tithes, hey, I do this, I do that. But when you are not one with your brother and sister, when you have an unforgiving spirit, how do you think that God will listen to your prayer? And only thing what the tax collector said is, God, have mercy on me. And it's my prayer that today, that when you pray to God, you will also say, have mercy on me. Amen.
Amen.
What I want to do now, because I don't know, I think it's not, what I want to do now is, we were talking about the power of prayer. That's what I mentioned in the beginning. And I want to know what prayer has done for you in your life experience. Eigenlijk wil ik wel uit vrije wil. Ik wil geen namen noemen. But I want a testimony. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Because, dear brothers and sisters, when we have testimonies, we can also tell someone who doesn't know God even that this is what God did. This is what prayer did for me. Your doctor could not do. Your teacher could not do. The president could not do. The king or queen of Holland could not do. But by the prayer and by the power of the mighty God, you could overcome. You went to the hospital and they said, you are sick, you will not be healed. But you stood up and you prayed and God healed you. You went to school and the teacher said, you have fallen. But you stood up and you prayed. And when you prayed, you passed. Oh, praise God. So it's my prayer that when you go, that you will pray. But not just a prayer, but prayer that has power. The moment that you pray, then even walls will shake. Because the God that we are serving, he can do all things. Amen.
Amen.
So I want me also say something, but before I start, I want someone who can tell me, not too long, please. And just a little testimony, 14, 15 minutes, but just short and brief. This happened, and this was a situation where I went on my knees and I prayed unto the Most High God. And when I prayed to Him, He answered my prayer. Oh, praise God!
Hallelujah.
I cannot hear your hallelujah. Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So please. Who is ready? Or otherwise, I need to name the number. Who is ready? Yeah? Okay. Clap your hands for our sister. Oh, you're coming for that everyone sees you, how beautiful you are today in the presence of God. Amen.
Okay. Ik zal niet lang houden, maar ik heb heel veel getuigenis in mijn leven. Ik heb gezien wat God in mijn leven heeft gedaan. Ik zal beginnen bij iets, nou het is niet simpel, maar ik kan me nog herinneren, ik zat op de basisschool. Ik was altijd wel een believer en ik wist dat God wonderen deed en dat God dingen kon veranderen in mensen levens. Zo, we kennen allemaal het moment, je doet die dat doet, je krijgt een advies en gaat naar een bepaalde richting op school, toch? Oké, zo in mijn case, ik had een teacher die had echt iets tegen me ofzo. Die zei altijd dat ik het niet zou halen of dat ik, ze vond me heel speels. Ik was ook best speels en dat gaf ze ook altijd aan. Ja, mijn moeder die zei altijd tegen mij, je gaat het goed doen op school, je krijgt een goed advies. En mijn teacher zei, ze krijgt een MAVO advies. Niet dat het slecht is, don't get me wrong. Maar mijn moeder had het veel hoger voor mij. Nou, die teacher die was ervan overtuigd dat het bij een MAVO advies bleef. En ik dacht, ik kan best hoger, ik kan veel meer, weet je. So basically, ik heb risico doet, en wat was mijn advies? Ja, MAVO. Het kan niet hoger. Maar toch in mij geloofde ik van, ik kan zoveel meer. Ik kan veel meer dan het advies wat mij gegeven, wat me gegeven is. Het is een toets, het is gebaseerd op één moment. En ik kan zoveel meer. So I pray. Ik ging echt bidden, hè. Ik ging echt geloven van, ik geloof dat ik meer kan. I'm a smart girl. God can do it in my life. So I prayed and prayed and prayed. And now I'm a university graduate.
Amen.
So basically wat ik wil zeggen, je moet niet vasthouden aan de dingen die mensen tegen je zeggen. Als God een belofte doet in jouw hart, als God jou vertelt dat jij iets kan, and you pray and you believe it, you will receive it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Who is coming?
Something wrong with your brain or something. I was seriously sick. And after that, I had a lot of dreams that really tells me that you can never conceive again. And that's why I said it will not happen. So since I had that dream, I didn't joke with it. I prayed, and behold, I have two beautiful children.
Amen!
You all know I got my driver's license. I was trusting on myself. That's why I've already said it here. I trusted on myself that I can learn. I'm a strong woman, so I can also do it. So theory, the same thing. I went first time, I failed. And the second time, I said, okay, now you shouldn't trust on yourself anymore. So I started praying. Second time, I got theory. Practicals the same. I said, oh, the way I drive, the woman even tells me, yeah, you drive good, so you will get it. First time. I went first time, failed. And the second time, I went down on my knees. I told God that I will not go for a third time. So I went down on my knees and I prayed and I felt within me that I would pass. I went and they brought me to Delft. I was sweating, winter. I was wet in my shirt. And when I came, it was a very city end. So that is what prayer can do.
Amen.
Is there not anyone who come? Prayer, the power of prayer. What prayer can do, what man cannot do. Amen. Volgens mij heb ik twee vrouwen gehad nu. Zo bij mijn man. At long last, I need a man to testify unto God. It seems like the woman are only praying and getting testimony. Please.
Amen. Amen. Small one. My boss is extremely strict on time. If you come too late, oh my God. You will feel it for months. So one time I was being asked by the PIWC to pray, to preach there. So I said, okay, I need to start 12. I asked him, can I come 1 o'clock? So by 1 o'clock, the central church starts, so PIWC should be finished. But that morning was a Bible study about wedding. And Charles Amwa was taking long, oh my God. He was taking so extremely long, and I was start sweating. I said, oh my God, I'm not going to make it. Soon my boss will call me, where are you? Because 15 minutes in front, I have to be there. Oh, I start sweating. So I start praying. I said, God, I need to preach today, but this one, I'm so nervous because what will happen if I stay here? So what should I do? So when I stopped praying, my telephone went. My boss, I said, oh my God, here it comes. So I went upstairs there, and he called again. I said, yes, with your Peter. He said, you know what? I fought by myself. It is so rainy this day. You can stay. You can stay there and take your time. I said, wow, this is the power of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I think if anyone is there anymore, before I bring this message to an end, I have a lot of testimonies. And there is one that I want to share. I think 3 years or 4 years ago, someone was really, really sick. And sick for 3 months or even 4 months. And always when you call, the news is bad. So it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And the doctors don't know. So they didn't what it is. So for 3-4 months, people talking, saying a lot of things. And the only thing that I could do is to fast and to pray. Because what doctors cannot heal, God can. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
So in that period, for 3-4 months, I think 3 months, 2 months, 2 or 3 months, I went to my knees and I prayed and I fasted like that period for 2 or 3 months. And when you ask the doctors, they don't know what the result would be and when the person will be healed. The situation was worse. And even if you would listen to the mouth of people, you would give up hope. But I put my trust in God. I went on my knees. I prayed and I fasted. And in that period, our brother Amos, he's aware. He knows what I'm talking about. It was not easy at all. But when we went on our knees and prayed and fasted, for a period of 3 months, God healed. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And I think that is a great testimony. What doctors cannot do and what doctors cannot save. When you pray and you fast unto God, God will change the impossibility. And it's my prayer that today as we are here, and I don't know what your problem is. Maybe you are sick. Maybe it's your education. Maybe it's your work. But it's my prayer that by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power that is in prayer, that you will overcome every temptation and every trials in your life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So, please, the only thing that I just want to say so that we'll move forward, I think I've already delayed some time, but what I just want to say is, pray always. Pray always. Even when you are in a time of goodness. Maybe you want to marry. You see no need. But start praying now.
Amen.
Start praying now. Maybe your wife or your husband will come in 5 years. But pray now. Pray without ceasing. Fast and pray. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, clap your hands for Jesus. May the Lord